Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 21st of January, recording at 9:41 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this is a quieter day here with the U.S. formally closed. Some of the futures markets have been open, however, and it's the Martin Luther King holiday. Now, first let's take Asia, where there were some interesting developments. Somewhat more markets up than down, maybe on a 3-2 basis or better. Japan was down on the small rally from the yen. The yen is paused up here near this 90 level against the US dollar. And the Nikkei 225 was down 1.5%. In the China markets were stronger, with the exception of the Hang Seng Index, just down a tiny bit, 0.5%. The China second section did perhaps best of all, up 1.38%. Taiwan, South Korea, a little bit easier, but we're talking about minor, very, very minor, tiny moves. And in some of the India, a little bit firmer here once again. Most of the ASEAN markets were similarly firmer. The one big exception, though, was Malaysia, which fell 2.43%, and that did it on election jitters. Evidently, there's an election coming up, and people are nervous about whether the government will actually be able to hold its strong position. So that led to that sell-off. In Europe, we had a generally firm action here, although I noticed that Switzerland is down less than 0.5%, but most of the markets are steady. One of the better gains, Spain, up 0.72%. In the Americas, Wall Street is, of course, closed for the holiday. Canada up 0.5%, and that was probably the main story there today. Looking at government bond markets, bond futures, a little bit easier for the most part. Pressure, the U.S. dollar is pretty well unchanged here today. Now, precious metals. Quietly steady for the most part. The exception was palladium, which has been such a strong standout for quite a while, but it eased $4 here today, falling back to 718.75. But silver edged above 32. It's 32.01. And let's see, palladium was up platinum was up a little bit at 1678, still consolidating that move briefly up above the 1700 level, which is the higher side of its trading range overall. Gold bullion quietly steady at 575 at 1690. Now, among other developments here, energy very quiet. Those are the highlights, although the industrial metals were a little bit lower here overall. Well, what else can we say in terms of developments here? I would say the most significant thing is that these stock markets, for the most part, continue to grind out these gains, very much with the help of the quantitative easing and with the ultra-low interest rates that we see, but also because there certainly has been a mood change it started really late in the fourth quarter of last year when markets began to move higher on the basis that the European situation was no longer being viewed as a crisis. Not that the problems have been resolved, but at least there's a real possibility that they will be resolved, and there's been no further talk of a breakup of the European Union. And of course, China has sprung to life, and people had been worrying about that to a certain extent. So, not a bad overall environment here, but most of these markets are overbought. And the really big question, which I will not try to answer here today, not that I could, is what actually happens? What's the exit plan when the quantitative easing has seemed to have done its work? I don't think we have to worry about that so much today, although we want to be thinking about it somewhat. And frankly, the prospect makes me a little nervous. But in the meantime, let's enjoy what we have, which is a liquidity-driven rally. And on that note, all the best to all of you.